there are 80 types of Vata Vyadhis, but we are dealing only to the joint related disorders. So osteoarthritis is nothing but Sandhigata Vata. For rheumatoid arthritis, we will coin it as Ama Vata. And for gouty arthritis, we will coin it as Vata Rakta.
Zweta is a startup which is basically into hybrid models of treating chronic conditions. Aarthi, I didn't know diet played a major role in managing arthritis.
Yes, diet does play a very important role in managing most of the health conditions. So when we speak about arthritis, it is a kind of inflammation. We will see one group of children and there will be this one child who is not taken in the group. He's either naughty or he doesn't follow the rules. So this free radical is similar to this child. So this second child is something called antioxidant. So antioxidants share their electrons with free radicals and they nullify their effect.
Welcome to the Zweta podcast. I am Vishal Krishna. Today we are going to be discussing the musculoskeletal condition. It affects people of all ages. It's important that you discover this condition early to treat it. I have with me two experts, Dr. Deepa and Aarthi, discussing the clinical and dietary aspects of this condition. Let me tell you, what is Zweta? Zweta is a startup which is basically into hybrid models of treating chronic conditions. You know, Zweta offers best practices in integrated medicine, including Ayurveda. It's convenient because it is at the convenience of your house. It is outcome-driven and is evidence-based and ethical as well. On that note, let me talk to the two experts that we have today on treating your musculoskeletal condition. Hi, Dr. Deepa. Hi, Aarthi. How are you?
Hi, Vishal.
Okay, as an icebreaker, first question would always be, tell us a little bit about yourself and what do you do, Dr. Deepa?
Hi, I'm Zwetin. I'm Dr. Deepa. I'm senior consultant at Zweta.
Okay, Aarthi, what about you?
Hi, I'm your Zwetin Aarthi and I'm the clinical nutritionist with Zweta. I have an experience of about 14 years working in hospitals, in the field of teaching and also clinical trials.
Dr. Deepa, you've had a decade of experience as well.
Yeah, 14 years plus experience. I have worked in private hospitals and even government sectors.
Okay.
And even in some education institutions I've worked. I'm running my own private clinic and I'm part of Zweta now.
Okay, fantastic. That makes my job easier. And you know, because when you talk about musculoskeletal conditions, right, I want you to, a lot of people don't realize it. It's also arthritis in a way, it's also spondylitis in a way, it's also osteoporosis. But let's start with the basics, right? Can you explain to me what is a musculoskeletal system and what are some of the conditions that affect the system?
Yeah. See, musculoskeletal system, the name itself suggests it is having the two systems, muscular system and the skeletal system. In this, the bone, not only the bone, muscles, cartilages, and the connective tissues are affected. So coming to various conditions in this system, we'll come across osteoarthritis, yes, spondylosis, osteoporosis. These are the few conditions, main conditions we are dealing with.
These are the common conditions?
Yes, these are the common conditions.
Okay. And arthritis itself has different types of arthritis,
yeah, yes,
right?
Do you want to care to explain? Arthritis, it has that has more than 100 varieties of arthritis we'll come across. But common conditions, what we can see generally in general populations are osteoarthritis, spondylosis and osteoporosis.
It's interesting that you said there are 100 varieties, yes, and we are focusing only three today, ladies, yeah, and gentlemen. That's so interesting. What are some of the contributing factors to arthritis, would you say?
So osteoarthritis is nothing but age-related conditions. It's common wear and tear of the individual. See, we have to move on. So there will be wear and tear in the joint conditions. And it is also age-related conditions.
It is age-related and yeah, and anything else that contributes to it other than age?
Other than age, there will be genetic conditions also. Genetic predispositions will be there. And obesity is, nowadays, it's very common contributing factor will be there. And some other ailments also contributes, like metabolic disorders, like even diabetes. It will also be the one of the cause for this any arthritis conditions.
Okay, there is a method here. There is, people say there's an integrated approach to treatments. For me, what are those integrated approach to treating Ayurveda? They also say there's something called Vata Vyadhi. So Vata there are Vyadhi. 80 types. Dr. Deepa, you were saying that there are 80 different types of Vata Vyadhi, right?
Yes.
And I want to know what it is and what does it constitute?
So Vata Vyadhi is nothing but the conditions where Vata is involved. In this arthritis, we will call it as Sandhigata Vata. So there are 80 types of Vata Vyadhis, but we are dealing only to the joint related disorders. So osteoarthritis is nothing but Sandhigata Vata. For rheumatoid arthritis, we will coin it as Ama Vata. And for gouty arthritis, we will coin it as Vata Rakta.
Okay. What does that mean in English for those who have to listen to this in English? If you can say it in a simple term, what does that mean?
Vata Vyadhi or Sandhigata Vata. Sandhigata Vata is the general term, even regular.
It's universally accepted?
Accepted, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you think they should Google these terms?
If they Google Sandhivata, they will get the total description.
Okay.
They may get.
Okay, we'll put that in the description for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's an important form of treatment types in Ayurveda.
No, it's a condition. Name is Sandhigata Vata.
Okay.
The treatment differs.
Okay, what is the treatment you want to talk about? Because this is my next question. What are the benefits of this treatment in an integrated format with Zweta?
So, at Zweta, what we'll do is we'll advise both the Samshodhana, means internal medicines, we'll call it as Samshamana Aushadhis. And we'll give mild detoxification medicines, and with that we will give local treatments. So if any person is having osteoarthritis of knee osteoarthritis, we will advise him Janubasti.
What does that mean? I suffer from knee problems.
Yeah.
So what does that mean in Janubasti?
So Janubasti is nothing but the treatment to the knee joints. So there will be one circular ring around the knee, and we'll pour oils, continuous oils, for 45 minutes. That too, it will be in warm conditions. After the 45 minutes of durations, later we will slowly take out the oil and we'll give local massage. So once we are done with this treatment, there will be local relief of the pain or whatever the inflammation, whatever the conditions are to that patient. And there will be increase in blood circulation with this warm oils. So hence the patient will get relief from the pain or inflammation, whatever the local conditions, whatever the patient is suffering.
Okay, so what are some of the key takeaways? We've discussed arthritis in detail, this integrated medicine at Zweta.
Yeah.
What are some of the key takeaways in your thought process?
At Zweta means, come up with the integrated medicines, we will be providing non-pharmacological devices for the patients for the pain reliefs, and we'll give them the exercises. Virtual exercise program will be there, so that they can there will be the increase in range of motion, or they can increase the mobility. And we will give internal medicines, and the home therapist will be there. The therapist will go at the convenience of the patient to their home, and the treatment will be done.
Okay, that's interesting. So now what you've suggested is music to my ears, because when you say convenience of home and integrated medicine, I definitely want to check this program out for the arthritis, especially for me. But diet is important. And now I think we should bring in our nutrition expert, Aarti.
Aarti,
I didn't know diet played a major role in managing arthritis.
Yes, diet does play a very important role in managing most of the health conditions. So when we speak about arthritis, it is a kind of inflammation. So let us know how this inflammation happens. So there is something called free radicals.
Yeah.
So in common terms, it's like if we go to a park, you know, the kids are playing around. We will see one group of children, and there will be this one child who is not taken in the group.
Yes.
He's either naughty, or he doesn't follow the rules, or he just doesn't fit in the circle. And that child will always try to, you know, fit into that group. He'll either trouble those children, or he will snatch their things or damage their things. So this free radical is similar to this child. So free radicals are actually atoms which are lacking in an electron. So they are very unstable and they are moving and they damage other cells also. Now, how do we calm these kind of naughty kids? When another kid comes and he shares his toy with him, they form a pair and they start playing nicely. So this second child is something called antioxidant. So antioxidants share their electrons with free radicals and they nullify their effect. So this doesn't cause damage and protects the cell. This antioxidants, both the stress caused by these free radicals, it is called oxidative stress. And to prevent this oxidative stress, we give them a diet which is anti-inflammatory, which is rich in a lot of antioxidants. So generally, we find Mediterranean diets. They are very rich in antioxidants and phytochemicals. So to give you an interesting example, there is something called blue zones. Have you heard of them?
I haven't heard.
Okay. So researchers have found out that there are some areas in the whole world where people live for longer. So if you find, super seniors who are living about 80.
Like highest, Japan, you mean?
Yeah. Like Japan, Okinawa, or Spain, some parts of Italy, some parts of Greece. There is one, I won't name the community because that would be a little biased, but there is one community in California. They have seen the people of that community live long. Then also in Costa Rica. So they studied the lifestyles of these people, and what they found out was some common factors, which were actually based on the lifestyles. So first thing was they were following a plant-based diet, more of vegetables, fresh cooked food, more of fruits, which were very colorful. And most of these countries were Mediterranean region, so a lot of availability of fresh food, seafood, lean meat, nuts and oil seeds, good quality fats. Then after that, they were also following the rule of, it's called a rule of 80%. You eat only till you are full, up to 80%. After that, you stop eating. That is the one common thing. Also, natural movement. They were very active, just not just exercising, but otherwise also they were very active throughout the day, using lesser gadgets. And usually they were living either near the coastal areas or hilly regions. So they were walking much more. Then spirituality. They would, practice, they would go to their
meditation
or their churches or whatever religion they were following on a regular basis. Reduction in stress. So siesta, what we hear, so sleep, taking small naps in between, having a good social circle. So all these qualities were found in these people. And this is what we even in Indian, tradition, we were following this.
I wanted to talk about the Indian diet. Does it really help in arthritis management?
Yes, it does. If we go back to our roots, so our ancestors were actually following most of these principles. Just take for example a South Indian meal, a banana leaf meal. It has so many colors in it, right? From two to three types of kosambaris, what we call salads, and two or three vegetables, a leafy vegetable, a good source of protein, which is dal, rice, a lot of spices we use, turmeric, ginger, pepper. All these are anti-inflammatory in nature and help us in the long run.
So would you say arthritis is inflammatory all the time, most of the time?
Sometimes it is autoimmune also, an autoimmune condition. Or in case of gout, it could be due to uric acid collection also, to accumulation of uric acid.
Yeah, it's interesting. These are main points in modern lifestyle, right? My question was also about increased symptoms of arthritis in the current generation. And stress, you've mentioned stress completely many times, you've mentioned that word. So is that the reason for its prevalence and management of it is necessary at this point of time?
Yes, very much. Stress is a big factor because stress actually help, when a person is stressed, he releases a hormone called cortisol. This cortisol causes a lot of damages in the body. And we are leading very stressful lives. We don't sleep well. We wake, thanks to OTT, we are awake, binge watching.
I agree with that. All of us are to blame for that.
Correct. Yes. And poor lifestyle, ordering out all the time with all the convenience of apps. These restaurants are very easily accessible. So many varieties of foods. And I don't think it is wrong. It's fine to have, we should enjoy the food we eat. We cannot live like we are in sannyas. We should enjoy life also. But there has to be moderation in whatever we do.
Okay. Since we can go on, doctor, you
want to
say something? Please, you should.
Yeah.
You should feel free to add.
Yes.
Go on.
So, when it comes to the diet or whatever, according to our system, what we tell is, amashaya is the main culprit. Means our stomach is the main sthana for any disease. Let it be any disease. And what we advise is shadra sahara. Means all has to have complete diet. Not only taking a single rasa pradana. Means single diet should not be there. It should consist of all shadrasas. What we say it is rasa. Shadrasas will be madhura rasa, amla rasa. So all shadrasas should be included in our diet. So that in order to avoid all disorders, not only the arthritis, it should be included in our regular food.
So it is a combination of treatment and diet.
Yes, all the, yes.
It's brilliant that you summarized it, doctor, in this way. And I would put all these Sanskrit terms, most of these are Sanskrit terms.
Yes.
I'll put this in the description so that you guys can further study it or come to the Zweta blog to understand what each of this means.
Yeah.
So thank you for this. But now I have to move on to something more interesting, which affects a lot of us all over the world, spondylosis, right, doctor?
Yes.
What is spondylosis? You hear about, somebody in the 40s calling and says, I suffer from spondylosis. Sometimes you also hear your parents suffer from it.
Yes.
But now I hear a lot of younger people also getting into it.
Sure.
What I understand is it's about the spine,
yes,
correct?
Spine.
But do you want to talk about what it is in detail and then move on to the contributing factors? Then we can move on to the treatment.
Yes. Spondylosis is nothing but it's also one type of, comes under a type of arthritis. Mainly it affects the spine. Spine means it affects both the cervical, it won't affect too much of the thoracic spine. Mainly the cervical spine and the lumbar spine will be affected. So there are main varieties is cervical spondylosis and lumbar spondylosis, what we generally call it as. So mainly the causative factor to this present scenario, what we can tell is the posture.
The contributing factor.
Yeah, the posture.
Yeah, I remember my cameraman.
The main part is the posture.
Yeah, my cameraman is saying, please don't slouch. So it is the posture,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Very well said. And what else?
And even the lifestyle. And even lifestyle also contributes to this condition. Main contributes are the posture and the lifestyle. And it may be due to genetic. And wear and tear also will be there. We can't avoid that.
That we can't avoid,
That we can't avoid in these conditions. So mainly these are the contributing factors for these conditions, and even some other metabolic, any other disorders also will contribute for these conditions.
And what about the treatment, Dr. Deepa, in this case?
Any Vataja conditions, we have same protocol. For cervical spondylosis, we will coin it as a Griva Vata. So for cervical spondylosis also, we will do Griva Basti. The similar way what we have done for the Janu Basti, same way we will do the treatment over our back of the neck. We will prepare a ring around and we will pour oils. And same, the procedure will be the same, 45 minutes of the treatment and local massage will be there. With that, we will advise internal medications. And main thing is we'll advise the posture. To correct their posture, and with this we'll advise some stretching exercises and all will be there.
Okay, and the side effects? In this case, do we Do, yeah. I mean, I know, I mean, integrated medicine along with Ayurveda is very good. But do you see any side effects in this case? Are there side effects, and should people be scared about all
no,
this?
No, very minimal adverse effects we can see in this whatever the treatment plan we have followed. Since it is a very evidence clinic, classical evidence-based medicines, what we are using in these conditions, we'll see very minimal adverse effects can be seen. They no worries, they can take the treatment.
And people of all ages, say 18 plus, anybody can enter this treatment.
Anyone after 18 plus can take this medicines and these treatments. It's very safe.
Okay. Yeah. What does Zweta do in spondylosis? I mean, what are the kind of treatments that you offer?
So, for spondylosis, mainly we'll offer Greva Basti, and for lumbar spondylosis, we'll advise Kati Basti. Along with that, internal medications will be given, regular yoga exercise, yoga therapist will be there, and we'll advise stretching exercises, and home therapist, this Greva Basti and Kati Basti will be done by our therapist.
Fantastic.
And along with that, we'll give some non-pharmacological devices, some example like TENS devices. It helps in relieving the pain.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. And everybody wants to relieve the pain. I think it's so true. I mean, when you spoke posture, a lot of us sit in the car.
Yes.
We sit in the office and we're sitting in the podcast.
Right? And with the mobile. Huh?
And with the mobile all the time. So the neck is always down like that.
Yes.
So it's interesting that these are... But what are the key takeaways from Zweta, would you say? Obviously, the obvious one is, you know, get your posture right.
Yes.
What are some of the other key takeaways in terms of managing spondylosis? I know they have to take the treatment to really understand the full benefits.
Yes.
But what are some of the key takeaways with this treatment?
With this treatments, we will not only advise the treatment, we will help the patient to manage the condition. By relieving the pain, we'll manage the conditions. And with that, we'll give some devices so that they will be pain relief.
Okay. So, you're saying that they should not give up.
Yeah, they should never give up.
That it can be treated.
It can be treated. They should never give up. It can be treated. And they can, instead of simply taking any NSAIDs, instead of taking that, at least take this medications or this treatment and local massage, local device, usage of devices, there will be relief of pain. And even with the medications, we can arrest the degeneration. Mainly in this arthritis, we will see the degeneration of the bone.
Yes.
With this medications and this treatment, we can not only fully eradicate, at least we can arrest the process. We can arrest the degeneration process of the bone.
So they can lead a full healthy life.
Yes, of course, they can lead a healthy life.
So it's interesting you also mentioned stretching.
Yes.
How important would that be as a key takeaway?
Stretching will relieve the tension of the bone. According to the personal individual conditions, we will advise and we will give the exercise protocol, how the exercise has to be done. See, each condition has its own limitations. We can stretch too much or we can't stretch less. So according to the conditions, we will advise the exercises and even yogas also.
It's interesting. So they can take the treatment, but they have to be consistent at it.
Yes.
And they have to have the will to do this.
Yes.
Right? Great point. Again, diet becomes important, Aarti. I have to keep coming back to you. I heard it's progressive if you don't follow the right diet and spondylosis also.
Right. So for any healing to happen, there has to be good nutrition coming.
Yes.
So a good quality proteins, lot of antioxidants, minerals like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, vitamin D, which we see is
most of them suffer from lack of
vitamin D, B12, all is very common nowadays. So once all this is given in good quantities, proper regulated amounts, the body starts healing, the healing process. Along with that, right, as Dr. Deepa mentioned, the posture is important. Also, strengthening of the supporting muscles. So, one part of your body, suppose your knee is injured.
Yeah, that's a great example. Yes, we talked about the knee before, right. So please, let's talk about the knee.
So, the knee is injured. You can't walk too much. That is one issue they have. But there are the bigger muscles, hamstrings, yes. quadriceps. These can be strengthened. And since these are the bigger muscles of the body, they burn considerable amount of calories too when they are exercised. So resistance exercises or just simple stretching or just, you know, lifting, sitting and marching, these kind of exercises are recommended by a therapist. So our program, the rehabilitation programs are also customized according to their condition. The yoga therapist customizes their activities and they get it done on a regular basis. Once these muscles are stronger they also share the weight of the body, lesser stress on the knee joints. So it's better, it heals better.
A lot of people who have spondylosis or any form of condition, they sometimes also, you know, everyone's going to the gym kind of lifestyle today. What are some of even gym can damage your condition, right? I'm not saying that they shouldn't go to the gym for that. Like doctor mentioned, overstretching is also a problem. Lesser stretching also is the problem. What are some of the exercises that you recommend? And what are the modifications? Rather, let me use the word modify. How do you modify that lifestyle? That I'm healthy, but I suffer from spondylosis, but I need to exercise. So what's some of the lifestyle changes that you have to do in exercise itself?
There are exercises where you can avoid, you know, injury to that part, like in spondylosis, the spine. So if you're not allowed to bend in the front, there are other exercises, you know, slight, and it has to be done in moderation and under observation. That is why the life classes, so that somebody is monitoring them.
I'm so glad you said this. Experts matter. Today, everybody is an expert, unfortunately. And here I'm sitting with two real experts. And the other thing is, people watch Instagram. Yes. And they get, and everybody's an influencer. Yes. There is no particular, let's say certification for these things. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen watching this, you have to come to experts like Aarti and Deepa. And it has to be integrated. It has to be clinical. It has to be dietary led. Otherwise, it is going to be a problem for them, right? There is no quick fix for this.
No quick fix. We can't.
There are a lot of quacks there in the market. They do some 3-4 months courses, short-term courses, and they claim to be nutritionists. They are all, many of them are selling these quick fix products. And finally, these patients turn up in hospitals with damaged kidneys, damaged livers, and other health issues.
Okay, definitely I would recommend people to watch this podcast further, simply because let me give you a fact now. I mean, the diet influences spondylosis. We were talking about this, and what are the foods that they have to avoid, for example?
Basically anything coming out of a packet.
Yeah. Anything processed.
Processed.
We all three unanimously agree.
Anything touched by man. Too much. So go stay natural. Have fresh food and have in moderation. That is the secret. Diet is not very complicated. It's very simple. What is diet? Actually, it is just a type of food you eat. So it has gained such a negative image over the years. People think diet, oh my God, I have to starve. But it's not. If you consult from a proper dietitian, they should be taking a very detailed history, which has everything, like from your likes, your dislikes, your schedule. If you are doing, if you are working at nights, late in the nights, or you are waking up very early in the morning, you sleep late, or what kinds of food you are allergic to. All this should be taken into consideration. Also, your socioeconomic status. These are to be considered when a diet is formed.
So these are the modifications, Dr. Deepa and Aarti. This is wonderful. Again, guys, reiterating the point that lifestyle change happens at the clinical level and the dietary level together. Doctor, I want to come back to you. I mean, you both are setting such beautiful agendas on how to treat arthritis, spondylosis.
Yes.
But there's one more thing that we have to cover, because there's a common misconception that it is like arthritis, but there is a difference. Osteoporosis and arthritis are two different things.
Yes,
what is that common misconception, Dr. Deepa?
See, osteoporosis is nothing but weakening of bones. In turn, that results in the fractures. Even a small fall also will result in fracture in the condition of osteoporosis. Whereas in osteoarthritis, that is not the condition. It is due to wear and tear of the joint. So there will be severity of the pain will be there. But in osteoporosis, we will see the weakening of the bones.
That's interesting. No, that's a great difference. And I think this could be used, this could be used by young people who want to understand that osteoarthritis and osteoporosis are two different things. I came across osteoporosis with an older person, probably 75 plus. Yes. But does it occur in young people too?
Yes, of course it occurs. Because again, it comes to the lifestyle and even to the diet. So when there will be the less amount of calcium in the bones, vitamin D or vitamin calcium, then this leads to the osteoporosis. So even a person, if they are not taking the adequate quantity of the vitamins, if they are not in the good amount, of course it will lead to osteoporosis.
So they have to have good balance of calcium and other minerals?
Yes.
Okay. What is Ayurveda's view on osteoporosis?
So osteoporosis is nothing but asthi kshaya. Kshaya means weakening, means the less amount of asthi. Asthi is nothing but the bone. Kshaya is less amount. So asthi kshaya is the what we coin it for osteoporosis.
Okay. And the treatment approach is using Ayurveda to osteoporosis?
Treatment approach is mainly we will focus to the strengthening of the bones. We will give internal medicines and we will rejuvenate the bone. With our rasayana, we have a very good treatment called rasayana. So it helps in rejuvenation of the bone.
Okay, and that's an integral part of the treatment. It's very important.
Yes, of course. It's an integral part of this treatment.
So my next question was just that, right? What is the concept of integrated medicine for osteoporosis?
So for osteoporosis, we will advise internal medications and we will not go in the full-fledged of exercise, only the minimal exercise.
Because the bones are weak.
Very weak. So it will be like a very brittle. So we'll advise very minimal exercises to strengthen the muscles and even to the bones. And we will give internal medicines and this rasayana therapy and my local abhyanga, what we tell the massage, local treatment. It helps in the rejuvenation and the improving of the bone health.
And osteoporosis is mostly genetic or again lifestyle related?
It will be both.
I can't believe that bones can become brittle by just lifestyle.
Yes. See, if you are not giving the good amount of nutrition, of course it will end up in the...
Yeah, in a brittle condition.
Yes, and even in other factors we can consider, even in women when they attain the menopause, the hormones will be, there will be the decrease in the hormones. Again, that may lead into the osteoporosis.
It's interesting you mentioned women also in this, and there's key lifestyle modifications for men and women. Is it more prevalent in men or women?
Nothing like that, but even women we can see in early age.
Okay.
Since if nowadays the women are attaining the menopause at early age, not less than 40, 45. So we can tell even women are more prevalent to this.
Okay, what are the key lifestyle modifications when it comes to osteoporosis?
So maintain good health, good amount of calcium, and if they are having any other habits like smoking and alcohol consumption, they have to reduce. This smoking and alcohol, whatever these habits, that in turn will reduce the strength of the hormones. That causes asthi kshaya. Since these are very tikshna guna, this alcohol and smoking, they are having very tikshna guna. So that will in turn cause the asthi kshaya. So we will advise to avoid those habits.
It is so deep when you talk about these things. Today again, lifestyle is about drinking, smoking.
Yes, yes.
That culture is very prevalent.
Yes.
But you know, people, it's not about addictions per se, but how difficult is it for somebody to just give it up? Would you say your patients, do they give it up easily?
Of course, they will never give it up easily. We have to advise them what are the conditions, if they are continuing with these habits, what will be the
consequences.
We have to advise them. And one more thing what I want to suggest is health is wealth.
Yeah.
If you are having a good health, it's better for us. Even if you are having a very good amount of wealth and we don't have a good health, it's of no use.
It's as simple as that, isn't it? In the end of the day, no amount of, it's like drawing the horse to the water. If they don't drink the water, you can't do anything. But these are all ancient medicines that you talk about, the integrated medicine that Zweta offers in this case. It's something that they follow. Is this also a 3-month program like the program for spondylosis and arthritis?
Yes, of course.
It is a 3-month program, right? Okay, and diet is it very important, would you
of
say?
Of course.
It is. So the
deficiency itself causes this condition.
Absolutely, and that's why, we have Aarti sitting and waiting to go. Aarti, you made such beautiful references in the previous segments about how diet impacts spondylosis, arthritis. You know, at this stage, when the bones are brittle, right, how could you build them back? Does it build back or is it, I understand wear and tear because it's usually age or people do sports or something or that. But in this case, because of lifestyle, it's really getting brittle. How can diets change osteoporosis? Or it can't reverse for sure, but you cannot let it go worse also.
Right. When we are talking about bone health, it is bone density that is, so osteoporosis is nothing but reduction of bone density. So bones are like building blocks. They are stuck to each other by cement. This, and when we don't give it good amount of cement, they start loosening. That's when it becomes porous. When it's porous or brittle, it breaks easily and they succumb to fractures. If it's really degenerate or the progression has gone ahead, then we can't reverse the condition, but we can stop it there. And how we do it with diet is basically good quantity of calcium rich foods, which comes from millets. We have so many millets. We are running towards westernized cultures, quinoa and kale and all these, but we have our own Indian foods. We have Rajgira. I'm sure you've heard of it. Yeah. This is nothing but Dantinsappu, the seeds of that.
Yeah.
So Rajgira is a very rich source of calcium. We have so many different kinds of leafy vegetables. We have ragi, again, which is very rich in calcium. Regular intake of these foods on a daily basis is good enough to supplement. But other than that, some people may also require external supplementation. I don't deny that. Vitamin D again on a regular basis. So exposure to sunlight in the morning, especially between 9 or 10 in the morning to about 1 in the afternoon. That is the time when they should expose at least half an hour exposure. So I tell my patients, go for a walk. If possible, go for a walk at that time. Working with working people is not possible. It is a peak hour when you're rushing to work. So even a walk from your house to the metro station or, from your bus stop to the office or from your parking lot to the office, park your car a little, plan your schedule, park your car a little away from your office. So you get those 20 minutes to walk. Or after, if that is also not possible, and take a break in between and just go for a walk.
Wow, interesting.
Between your work.
These are small changes in your lifestyle.
Yeah, and one more thing I would like to add is just having, eating calcium-rich foods or having taking vitamin D supplements doesn't help. It is also important to exercise. That is when the uptake of calcium into the bones happens. So resistance exercises, where we go against the gravity or against a force, that helps in improving bone health. At Zweta, we have classes where we have Pilates classes, and so that the trainer uses these resistance bands to train the people in their online classes. And that will give a good effect in the long run.
Okay, this is interesting. So now to summarize, we've covered arthritis, spondylosis, and osteoporosis. Let's summarize quickly, Doctor and Aarti, okay? Clinically, fixing arthritis, 2 or 3 points quickly.
So first thing is maintaining the weight. Obesity is the major factor for all these conditions and lifestyle modifications, and even good food, good diet, and having regular exercises is also the utmost important.
Those are the three things, and according to your arthritis, three things.
Stay away from packaged foods. Get food educated. So what is food? Learn to make smart choices. How do we choose doctors, you know, when we have from their long list of degrees?
Yes. Yeah,
that
yeah,
only looks qualifications. Yes. That looks only good on a doctor's qualification, not on a food package.
Yes.
So the longer the list of qualifications
or the chemicals
on, or the chemical
composition.
That's the composition of
ingredients
on the packet, run away from there, the more dangerous it is.
That's really well said. Let's go to spondylosis. Clinically, what should they, what are the three things that you'd ask them to do?
Important is posture.
Okay, I got it. Now go straight. Yeah, and yeah. Posture is the only thing.
The main is the posture, and even the obesity means the weight management. Important is exercise, stretching exercises.
And dietary on spondylosis, anything different from arthritis?
Quite similar, not much of a difference. Basically, good quality food. And being active and regular physical exercises and reducing stress.
Interesting. Stress is very important to avoid. Sleep well.
Good sleep.
Okay. And osteoporosis, your clinical summary.
So osteoporosis, again, good amount of calcium is the one important aspect for osteoporosis. And with that, mild exercises.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it. And in your case, in osteoporosis, you said, most in your diet, you're usually saying don't be stressed, sleep well, but also don't eat processed food. Anything for osteoporosis?
Don't deny that you can't fall sick. get yourself tested regularly. Many of us don't get our regular health checkups done. We are not aware that we have, had developed a condition till it is too late. So regular testing, and then immediately start working on it.
That's great. And so you're the Zwettians are going to change their lifestyle. I hope the ladies and gentlemen watching this become a Zwettian, Zwintigrate, as they call it, hashtag Zwintigrate. They are in the market to change your life. It's a 3-month program in these three conditions. That's arthritis, spondylosis, and osteoporosis. You'll have access to Dr. Deepa. You'll have access to nutritionist and expert Aarti regularly. One thing is, it's very clear that it is as simple as this. Keep your health in priority.
Yes.
Make small lifestyle modifications. Pardon, but don't deny the fact that you need to check up. And please come over, get yourself checked,
yes,
and become a Zwettian. Thank you very much, Dr. Deepa.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aarti.
Thank you. Pleasure.